This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Pizza places are generally open, and in front of a local one here in New Jersey yesterday, I saw an exhausted worker in an apron and a mask flopped in a chair out front taking some air. The corporate pizza chains are also serving takeout and doing delivery during the COVID emergency. Domino's profits come out tomorrow and will be watched closely, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Even though earnings for fast food and sandwich companies are falling in double digits, pizza delivery earnings are expected to be flat or even up a bit, especially Domino's, which is running this ad.
After leaving our 450-degree ovens, the only hands that touch them are yours. Mix and match any two or more for just $5.99 each and get them with contactless delivery.
$5.99. Here's analyst RJ Hottovy at Morningstar.
Typically, we see consumers flock to value propositions when times of uncertainty. With Domino's $6 anchor price point, that's hard to match.
The pizza chain's other big strength is technology. You can order from the app or Twitter, Alexa, or Slack. And that's trending now, says analyst Peter Saleh at BTIG.
People tend to want to order digitally, right, online. So they're essentially set up extremely well to take advantage of this current environment.
Meantime, he says competitor Papa John's is still recovering from racial slurs uttered by its founder 2 years ago. He stepped down as chairman and CEO. And Pizza Hut faces a challenge, as it depends on people dining in. So, will food delivery apps like DoorDash and Uber Eats compete with Domino's delivery? Restaurant analyst John Gordon at Pacific Management Consulting isn't sure.
There is some worry and discomfort regarding the third-party delivery agents.
Still, there is a potential cloud for Domino's. Andrew Costage at the research firm Sense360 sees customers may choose to just eat at home.
As more and more people in this economy are becoming insecure about their incomes and are focusing on value, we think this is something that all restaurants are going to have to keep in mind.
But Domino's seems to remain confident. It's in the middle of hiring 10,000 drivers. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.